This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Israel's new ambassador to the Holy See, Zion Evrani, says his country desires peace and is willing to make huge sacrifices to achieve it. Evrani encourages the Palestinian Authority to return to the negotiating table, too, without preconditions. The Israeli diplomat presented his credentials to Pope Benedict XVI in September 2012, becoming his country's sixth ambassador to the Holy See. He was formerly Israel's ambassador to Ireland. Ambassador Evrani spoke with me about Pope Benedict XVI's January 7th address to diplomats accredited to the Holy See. In that speech, Pope Benedict expressed deep concern about the Holy Land, saying that following Palestine's recognition as a non-member observer state of the United Nations, I again express the hope that with the support of the international community, Israelis and Palestinians will commit themselves to peaceful coexistence within the framework of two sovereign states, where respect for justice and the legitimate aspirations of the two peoples will be preserved and guaranteed. Ambassador Evrani says Israel shares the Pope's desire for peace.
We share the Pope's call for peace, peace with our neighbors, especially with the Palestinians, is our desire and our dream. The best way to achieve it is through direct negotiations without any precondition, negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. We strongly believe that the international community must do everything possible to convince the Palestinians to come to the negotiating table and talk with us directly and not through the United Nations. This is the only way to achieve peace.
The Pope spoke here of two sovereign states where respect for justice and the legitimate aspirations of the two peoples will be guaranteed. That's going to take sacrifices on both sides. How far is Israel willing to go?
Indeed, I believe that the ultimate solution is the existence of two states living side by side in peace. The state of Israel that already exists, of course, as the homeland and of the Jewish people, and the future state of Palestine as a homeland of the Palestinian people. Of course, once negotiations start, both sides will have to compromise. Israel is ready to make huge sacrifices for the sake of peace. But the point right now, and the main obstacle, is that the Palestinians have refused to come to the negotiating table, and you cannot really achieve peace without negotiating with the other side. Right now, this is the main obstacle to peace.
Now, Pope Benedict also spoke of Jerusalem there as a prophecy, a city of peace and not division. How does your government hope to realize such a city of peace?
Jerusalem is a peaceful city now. It is the capital of the state of Israel, as it was the capital of the Jewish people for thousands of years. Jerusalem, of course, will be one of the issues that will have to be resolved through the future of Jerusalem, through negotiations. Our position, of course, is very clear. It is the united capital of the state of Israel. And freedom of religion and freedom of worship is guaranteed to all religions in Jerusalem today.
The Palestinians obviously want to see Jerusalem as their capital, too. So somebody's got to give away.
They have a position. We have ours. But the only way to come to an agreement is to negotiate. But once you refuse to come to the negotiating table, there's no way that progress can be made.
Diplomatic relations between Israel and the Holy See, as you know, were established in 1994 under Pope John Paul II. How would you describe these relations today?
I think that our relations now are good. They are based on mutual trust. I hope they will continue to improve. Next year, we will mark 20 years for the establishment of relations, as you mentioned. I think it will be an opportunity to celebrate, but also to think about ways to strengthen and deepen our relations in many areas, such as stronger cultural ties, academic ties, to think together how we can encourage more tourism to Israel, to visit the holy sites, and to work together to fight anti-Semitism.
At the end of 1993, the Holy See and Israel signed the Fundamental Agreement dealing with the property rights and tax exemptions of the church in Israeli territory. Negotiations, of course, have between the two sides continue to go on. They're trying to resolve outstanding juridical tax property issues. Could you give us an idea of the status of the latest negotiations and how close are you to signing an accord?
Yes. Nearly 20 years after the signing of the Fundamental Agreement between Israel and the Holy See, I hope that the negotiations are nearing conclusion. We recently have solved and overcame some important obstacles. But there is still some work to be done before we can finally sign it. We will be meeting again in a few weeks in Jerusalem, the two sides, to continue another round of negotiations and hopefully make more progress toward the conclusion of these negotiations.
So no date yet as to when we can expect to see the signatures on the white page.
I think we are getting there, but there are still a few obstacles that we will have to overcome.
Okay. Now, Christians there in the Holy Land, local Christians, are very concerned about how the peace process is going on. Right now they're stalled. How can they play a role in this peace process?
I think that Christians can play a role in the peace process by being part of interreligious dialogue. And interreligious dialogue can always contribute to better understanding between Israelis and Palestinians. I think that interreligious dialogue can help abolish stereotypes on both sides and help create more trust, which is missing right now. Take, for example, the case of Northern Ireland, where religious leaders contributed to better understanding and tolerance between the two sides. I think also, and I want to use this opportunity to invite all those who are listening to come and visit the holy sites in Israel. This is the year of faith, as it was declared by the Holy See. And we do hope to see many pilgrims coming during the Year of Faith and to visit Israel, not only the holy sites, but to see the other faces of Israel. There is much more to Israel today than the holy sites, which are, of course, very important, but to see the other aspects of Israel.
Israeli Ambassador to the Holy See, Zion Evrani.